This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block. In Iowa today, a final opportunity to win over voters before tomorrow's caucuses.
We need your help. I know all the candidates say they need your help and support. They're lying. I do.
Today, we're moving in the wrong direction, but the American people are stirring. This is what this
And I've had jobs in the private sector. I understand how the economy works, and I want to use that expertise to get this country going again.
Mitt Romney, Ron Paul, and Rick Santorum, along with Newt Gingrich, Michelle Bachmann, and Rick Perry, all campaigned in Iowa today. The state is also digesting a heavy barrage of negative ads. To talk about all this, we're joined by NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson. And Mara, this has been a wild and woolly campaign leading up to the caucuses. How does the race look to you in Iowa right now?
Well, right now, the race looks a little bit of, it looks like back to the future. The shape of the race looks very similar to how the race began. Mitt Romney still has about 23% of the vote in the polls. He got 25% of the vote in Iowa 4 years ago, so he hasn't budged much. The other candidates are still trying to consolidate the conservative anti-Romney vote, and as long as no one candidate does that, 23 or 25% will be enough for Mitt Romney to win. The top three candidates in Iowa right now are Mitt Romney, Ron Paul, and Rick Santorum. And the Romney camp would be satisfied either winning or placing second to either Paul or Santorum, because Paul is considered too far out of the mainstream to win the nomination, and Santorum would have a very difficult time putting together the money and the organization to meet Romney in the other states, where he wouldn't have the time to do the intensive on-the-ground campaigning that he's done in Iowa.
And, of course, the recent shift, Mara, is that we are actually using the words Santorum and surge in the same sentence, which just a week ago we would not have been doing.
That's right. He bounced along at the bottom of the polls for months and months. Now there's a possibility that he could win Iowa if his support continues to grow at the pace it has in the polls in the last couple of days. There are some signs that the evangelical networks in Iowa that powered Mike Huckabee to a win there 4 years ago might be coming together behind Santorum. And what would be the worst case scenario for Romney is that Santorum and Paul take first and second place, leaving Romney to an embarrassing third. That would dent Romney's momentum, deny him a coronation, but it still wouldn't present a game-changing obstacle for him. He's still in a much better position than either Paul or Santorum in the states to come.
Mm. Mara, what do you think? Are there lessons emerging from Iowa about how campaigns have changed?
Well, one thing we've learned is that the Iowa backlash against negative advertising can be neutralized by the super PACs. In the past, Melissa, when two candidates started going negative on each other, often a third candidate would benefit because Iowans don't like negative campaigning. But this year, the super PACs, which of course are funded by unlimited anonymous campaign donations, they can do the dirty work for a candidate. Iowa viewers of television have no idea who it is who's attacking Newt Gingrich, for example. And one analysis shows that half of all the ads aired in Iowa were anti-Gingrich. $3 million alone from the super PAC that's supporting Romney, and Gingrich collapsed under the barrage. So we learned an old lesson again, which of course is that negative advertising works. Mm.
And any other old rules of campaigning that apply here?
Well, old rules of campaigning still do apply. The rule book has not been thrown out, even though we saw a lot of weirdness in this campaign. Candidates who looked like they were campaigning not for the White House, but for a potential gig on Fox or for book sales. In the end, the three people at the top of the polls in Iowa ran traditional campaigns. Mitt Romney did everything you're supposed to do. He raised money. He figured out his message. He lined up endorsements. He organized. Santorum went to all 99 counties in Iowa. Ron Paul has a formidable grassroots operation. Newt Gingrich, Herman Cain, they didn't do those things.
Okay, Mara, thanks so much.
Thank you.
That's NPR's Mara Liasson.